While doing a story about refugees in Sweden, the 60 Minutes news team quickly realized how badly it's been getting.
Within minutes of us arriving, a group of young men make it clear we're not wanted and deliberately run down our cameraman.
Whoops! Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
We call the police.
To be honest, we hadn't anticipated such intense aggression. Our cameraman...
And even they fear their presence will be provocative.
I think it's better if you go in without us, because I think it would be...
Very aggressive.
Yeah, okay, we're young. So we will stay here, and if it
that's
is...
Fine.
You watch us.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Young men masking their faces and attack.
Go!
Go! There's no need to be unkind.
You can't feel.
When a local intervenes and drives his mobility scooter into the most violent attack.
And although this story is from over 7 years ago, Tim Poole experienced nearly the same exact situation a year later while covering the no-go zones in Sweden.
The police have just warned us that if we don't leave now and take this escort, it's going to get really bad really fast. They said 50 people could be here in minutes and they recognize us. They're masking up. We have to leave.
So even though journalists like Tim Poole, the Swedish authorities, and 60 Minutes themselves were well aware how terribly it's going for Sweden, it didn't seem to stop them from running this segment several years later, slamming Trump for trying to avoid the same situation in America.
You might as well dig a hole in the desert in New Mexico and bury $8 billion in the dirt as build a border wall. If there's one thing that immigrants are, they're young adults who want to work. It's amazing to me to think that we're denying people who want to walk in and go to work, feeding us and taking care of our elderly and cleaning our buildings and who are young.
And even recently, they're finally covering the crisis of not finishing the border wall.
This is a pretty big hole.
I have seen 150 people walk through it in less than a minute.
He said he feels an obligation to help these migrants by offering food and clothing as they wait to surrender to U.S. Border Patrol.
Others will say to us, I need help. I've never done an airline ticket before. And so we help them get an airline ticket. And
who's paying for the bus ticket? Who's paying for
the
airline?
So the counties of San Diego funded this center.
So I understand 60 Minutes is a large operation where some of their so-called journalists may disagree with others on their roster. But as an organization, they should be well aware of the dire consequences that come along with accepting large amounts of unvetted refugees. And later, they not only criticize any efforts to not reenact the disaster in Sweden, but then they try to paint those actively assisting the crisis in America today as somehow courageous and commendable, where if their viewers only knew about what 60 Minutes wants them to see, they too would probably come to the conclusion that border security is some sort of spooky xenophobic policy. But as this issue grows out of control, average Americans are beginning to turn on the mainstream corporate dinosaur media for trying to shield them from seeing the tragic truth. As more information comes out about Laken Riley's murder, the Associated Press seems to direct the story towards the dangers of female solo athletes, where when they reference her murderer, they just state he's a resident of her city, seemingly omitting the fact that the American authorities had him in custody twice, once at the border and once in New York, but Biden's wide-open border policies cut him loose there, and New York Democrats' soft-on-crime policies cut him loose there. So twice, our system failed Laken and her family. And instead of calling out the massive issues we have with our system, the Associated Press decided to pretty much cover up their failures. And the worst part is, it's not even their first time. As later in the same article, they referenced how in a similar story, Molly Tibbetts died, not murdered, just died while jogging, which that actually links to their 2018 story about women practicing sports alone, where they spoke about Molly's body being found, but simply stated the police charged men with murder, as even the Wikipedia states who exactly murdered Molly, how he came into the country illegally, to which both the Republican governor and Trump believe this could have been prevented with stricter border policies. So honestly, I don't see the AP as news reporting as much as they're just the PR team for the Democrat narrative, where end wokeness on X shows us, Laken Riley wasn't the first to fall victim to these policies, and sadly, won't be the last. And as I've explained several times, I don't like what the Democrats are doing, but I also know the Republicans aren't coming to save us either. But when I look at Biden saying, there's no border crisis, there's no border crisis, and then saying, there's a border crisis, but first we gotta fund these wars. And then I look at the other candidate that says, immediate expulsion and shut down the border. It's obvious who I support in times like these. It's just insane to me that when I say that, or create these video commentaries on actual incidents that are occurring in our country, they'll label me a xenophobe, far right, or whatever titles they think will make me fold into a good little submissive NPC that just repeats whatever the TV tells me, because they think we're weak, and more importantly, they think we're dumb. And not dumb as in stupid, but as in someone that actually cannot speak. So whether it's the AP pretending murders were about women jogging instead of how the Democrats are willing to sacrifice a few American lives for cheap labor and votes, or just 60 Minutes showing you how bad refugee camps can be, then simultaneously shaming you for wanting to prevent that from happening here. I just hope videos like these can quickly encapsulate what's really going on in the world and our media in a harsh but fair way. And sharing these clips can assist someone that doesn't necessarily want a deep dive in every news story themselves, but also doesn't want some biased news corporation bleaching these stories of their preferred politicians' wrongdoings. And if you appreciate that, hopefully I've earned your subscription, then go check out the video on how New York City is importing third world levels of crime, and they're responding with the tactical dance team.